This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pincham, and I'll be reading synopses of two articles published on February 20th, 2015. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are oncology and the lumbar spine. Giant cell tumors of the spine. Has denosumab changed the treatment paradigm? By Tony Goldschlager and colleagues. This is a multicenter prospective series of five patients with giant cell tumors of the spine that were treated with denosumab. Giant cell tumors of the spine are rare and complex to treat. They have a propensity for local recurrence and the potential to metastasize. Treatment is currently surgical and presents unique challenges due to the proximity of neural structures and the need for reconstruction. Denosumab has been shown in clinical trials to be an effective treatment for giant cell tumor, but has not yet been studied specifically in giant cell tumors of the spine or as a surgical adjunct. All patients were women and had Enneking stage 3 tumors. These lesions were treated with monthly cycles of denosumab. There were no denosumab-related adverse events. All patients had a radiological response to denosumab. However, one patient failed to have a histological response. This study reports the early experience of using denosumab in the treatment of spinal giant cell tumor. The results demonstrate a clinically beneficial radiological response and an impressive histological response in most, but not all, patients. Further experience with denosumab and longer patient follow-up is required. Denosumab has the potential to change the treatment paradigm for spinal giant cell tumor. Intraoperative and perioperative complications in minimally invasive transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion, a review of 513 patients by Albert Wong and co-authors. All surgeries have complications associated with their performance. Over the last 10 years, minimally invasive transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion has become an increasingly popular technique for fusing the lumbar spine. Advantages for patients have been reported. However, although complications have been noted, the reports on these relatively small series of patients have not clearly defined the types and frequencies of complications associated with this procedure. The authors thoroughly analyzed and report here all observed complications that occurred in a large consecutive series of patients over a 10-year period. The 15.6% overall complication rate compares favorably with that reported from traditional, open, transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion series. In particular, the 0.2% perioperative wound infection rate is dramatically lower than infection rates reported for open surgical procedures. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is contained in the AANS iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for JNSPG and AANS podcasts and videos. Content is updated continuously. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.